You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
that you want to achieve. And I hope that you, ooh, I hope you know by now, oh, that you can have everything you want, everything you need, if you take the little
we what the Word of God says. Hebrews 13, he said in his Word, he won't leave you.
All right, all right. It's 12 minutes after the hour, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. More music coming your way right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this beautiful Monday. It's February the 7th. 2022, and we've got it right here for you all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Keep it live right here on the NFI. Join us on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you can call in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 347-215-8049. Want to send my love out to all of you far and near, from the north, south, east, and west. And to all of you around the world, thank you for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Good morning to you.
share this with the young people out there.
There was a time in my life when I didn't know life someday as I tried.
Feel all right. the Bible days, she had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh, and oh, and oh, and oh." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctor, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh, 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 and oh, oh, oh." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now."
this man. You see, Ron, there was a man that came to this earth over 2,000 years ago. This man had power. He had more power than any other man. This man could heal the sick with just one touch of his hand. Let me tell you what else this man could do. He could walk on water.
Going down memory lane, the late, great Joe Lagun and those mighty clouds of joy. God can. And you know, God can do anything but fail. And those of you that is listening this morning, look, if you need something right now that you've been trying to work out with your a representative or whoever it may be, your lawyer, your doctor, or your someone on your job, your supervisor, and you're trying to get it worked out through them, and you've been talking to them about it. But if you talk to Jesus, talk to him and let him know what you're dealing with, what your problem is. Tell him all about your trouble, huh? And I can promise you, he will work it out for you. He will answer your cry, your call. Whatever you need from him, God's got it. That's what they are saying this morning. Look, we are right at the bottom of the hour, 11:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Monday. It's February the 7th, 2022, and somebody said, well, it's not beautiful here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, look, if we woke up this morning, it's a beautiful day. But even though, you know, it's cloudy outside, some of you getting some showers off and on, but it's supposed to taper off a little later today. So enjoy the day and thank God for what he's doing in your life, and you haven't seen nothing yet in this year. A year of prosperity is waiting for you. Got more music coming your way. We'll be right back. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One. As always, my pleasure.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
This time we'd like to bring to the stage William Becton and friends. Come on, show your love for him. Give God a praise for him right now. Come on.
Right relationship with him. All the folks that's right relationship with him. All right, I'm You stole my dignity, took all of my pride, robbed me of everything I had down inside. Said I would never be bad.
No,
I'd never be sane. You stole my family, robbed me of my name. One step to victory, I've been given another chance. Now that I found my way back home, I can sing, I can shout and dance. You thought you had me shackled down. And there was no escape, but I was just a step away,
just a step away.
I ran into some homeboys that still do what I used to do,
what I used to do.
Just when I started getting nervous,
oh my,
my one step brought me through. Let me tell you how I stood. Told me I didn't have to be.
You don't have to be, no.
Now that I'm a delivered man, I'm the head and I'm not the rear.
Step down this way,
one step to victory. I've been given another chance. Now that I found my way back home, I can sing, I can shout. And it's smoking again. I see you sitting back laughing. Said you catch me when I'm weak. But the path of the righteous availeth much. And the word is all I need. Listen, one step to victory. I've been given another chance.
Oh, what a time we've had thus far, 15 minutes before 12 noon on a beautiful Monday, February the 7th, 2022. Thank all of you so much. Want to send my love out to all of you guys on Facebook. Appreciate and thank all of you for your comments and the words that you share to let me know that you're locking in right here. And on, I believe it was Sunday, Miss Bernice Sanders celebrated her birthday. So happy belated birthday, Miss Sanders. Pray that you have many more. And many of you know she is the wife of Mr. William Sanders, who is the lead singer as well as the manager of the Mighty Golden Bells, who've been singing over 50-plus years. So we send our love out to both of them, and I pray that you enjoyed yesterday celebrating your birthday right here from the NFI studios. All right, well, look, got more coming your way, and it's a lot going on. Many of you know the Olympics there is in China, and those of you have been watching that, and some of you have been saying, well, look, everywhere I turn, I'm seeing the Olympics. I want to see something else. Well, I got some good news for you. Tomorrow night, they're going to be back out on the courts, and LeBron James and the boys, they're going to be back out on the court tomorrow night. So you don't want to miss that game tomorrow night, and it should be an exciting game. Also, this week, it's Super Bowl weekend. Starting off on Thursday, they got some specials going on the television broadcast, so you don't want to miss that either. So make sure you tune into that. And always, you know, support the Olympics, support the USA, because these guys and the young ladies are out there trying to get that medal. They, you know, that gold medal. All right. Well, look, I got mine. I don't know if you got yours, but I got mine, huh? Somebody said, and it's a bronze medal. Branded, his name is Jesus. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more music. Look, thank you for catching the wave. Your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world. Keeping it real, like a $50 bill. Telling the truth, my goodness, to the Lord, deliver you back with more music.
just grinned and shook my hand, knowing the Holy Spirit. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny and put the load right on. Walking side by side, and I said, hey, Carmel, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend here can stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And put the load right
put
on.
The load right.
Ah, that's those staple singers, huh? We are right at 2 minutes before the top of the hour, 12 noon. And again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And I'm telling you, you know, we're going down memory lane. Somebody said, you're going way back, huh? Somebody said, if you, you know, you can't respect anybody, respect yourself, huh? That's what they're talking about, you know. And in this day and time here in society of 2022, we don't even respect the pastors. We don't even respect the ministers. We don't even want to respect the president. We don't want to respect the governor. We don't even want to respect the judges or the lawyers. And it just keeps going. We don't even want to respect the police. And then we don't even want to respect our parents. I don't know. Are you one of those? I don't know. But look, it's that bad. So if you know that that bad, then something has to be done. And guess what? You can make a change. You can make a change. You can help make a change as we come together praying, touching, and agreeing. And as we speak life over this nation and the people that are participating and taking part in these roles, because they need prayer, and we need to pray for them. So let's do that. Let's keep that in mind to pray for one another. We'll be right back. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure, right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Let me tell you something. Come on, put your hands out there.
philosophy have polluted all of our thoughts. Lies has got us by the throat. Conditions got us tied in knots. Yeah. Got men who just can't hold their feet. Women can't control their tongue. The rich oppress the poor, and the old oppress the young. Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong. Churches, pornography in the school. You got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Just what God requires. Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Tell me
something we can't change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be sold. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
What it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We realize the singing days will soon be over. We realize that this world is not our home. We're just passing through. But in the Bible, in the 21st chapter of Revelation, God spoke about that new Jerusalem, that holy Jerusalem, a new body, a new mind. We realize that this earthly home will soon decay. Fellas, there's a dream that I dream. And I'm a man.
Talking about that New Jerusalem, huh? Oh, my, what a time we've had thus far. 16 minutes after 12 noon, and we've got more just like that coming your way. Coming up very shortly will be 30 minutes Power of Prayer live, and you can feel free to call in and make your prayer request at 347-215-8049. We have ministers and pastors standing by to pray with you. If you desire prayer today, wherever you are around the world, feel free to give us a call. And also coming up a little later at 1 o'clock today, 1 o'clock p.m., that is, it's Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. You don't want to miss that because she's been coming for teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are so honored to have her aboard here on this NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Monday, February the 7th, 2022. Now, back with more great gospel music.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon, the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed, I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, "Well, you know I'm alive. I'm like a ship that about another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, saying, "Oh, here's another one of gospel's specialties. If I must say, it was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation
And the brother Joe Adon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. There's a bright sun somewhere. Those of you that know the brother Lagan, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagan right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, none but the sometimes. I often hear the brother Lagan sing when he would say, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he catch the microphone and say, oh, I came to Jesus as I walk.
Yeah. Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Heard Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m.
I will be praying prayers over your children's success. Every parent, as parents, we have the responsibility to shoot our children forward in their God-given purpose and destiny. And so essentially, the Bible advises us to train our children to become all that God has called them to be. So therefore, we must direct them with our prayers, even if we see that they're bent towards the wrong path. So the scripture in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, train them, that's our children, in the way of the Lord, so that when they're older, they will not depart from the truth. In Psalms 127, 3, to 5 as well, it speaks to our children. It says that our children are heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is a man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. So we see saints of God, that according to the scripture which was just read, it says our children, they are heritage from the Lord, and so we're to prayerfully seek God for divine guidance as to how to raise them in the fear and in the knowledge of the will of the Lord. Our children are heritage, and because they are heritage, they are likely to follow in our footsteps. Therefore, we should raise them as Bible-believing believers, great citizens of society. We don't want them to become wayward or menace to society, so we are to raise them according to a scripture. Our children must be trained, yes, where they must be trained, not just academically, but also we need to train them spiritually so that their destiny can be formed and shaped using the Word of God. The passage which was just read as well, it described that they are heritage of the Lord, but they're also the fruit of the womb is his reward. So it says, as arrows in the hand of a mighty, so are the children of our youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with him in the gates. So I want you to consider this, that as arrows are in the hand of the mighty, that's the children of our youth. In other words, the scriptures speak to that our children, they are as arrows in the father's hand. So as parents, we need to what? Carefully and skillfully guide them towards their intended target, towards their destiny, towards their purpose. Like warriors in the using a bow and arrow, you know, they pull back. Sometimes we have to pull back. and allow our children to shoot forth into wherever they need to go. So these prayer points that I'll be praying, I want you to just carefully pray along with me, pray along this video, prayerfully and skillfully. They are crafted to shape the lives of your children, their future, and their destiny. So we're going to pray these in faith. So join me in praying this. I want you to go ahead and subscribe to this video, so when future video comes out, you can get a notification. Subscribe, share, and also like. We want you to share this. Even use this to pray over your adult children as well. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over Almighty God, our children. We pray divine protection over every child, that no evil shall befall them, neither shall any virus or disease come near them. Lord, preserve them from all evil. Preserve their soul. Lord, I ask that you'll preserve every child when they go out and when they come in, for from this time forth, even forevermore. Lord, I commit our children in your hand. Lord, we give them back to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that all our children, they shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, I decree that, Lord, you have given us, Almighty God, our children. You have given them knowledge, skill in all learning, wisdom, understanding in all vision and dreams. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, I decree that our children, they shall be mighty upon the face of this earth. In the name of Jesus, I decree that our children shall be known among the nations, among the people. All those who see them will acknowledge them, that these are children which the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I believe that, Father, Almighty God, as we are saved, our household, our children shall be saved also. Our children, yes, we declare salvation over our children, over every one of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as for me and my house, yes, for those that are listening and praying with me, we will serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree that they will not lose their salvation. They will not depart from the saving knowledge of Jesus. Even when the Almighty God become adults, they will not depart from the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let our children stand firm and complete. Let them be mature in everything God wants them to do. In all your will, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, let integrity and righteousness preserve our children. Lord, bring revival on our children. Grace and peace be multiplied upon our children through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, touch the hearts of our children that they will love righteousness and hate iniquity. Anoint them with the oil of gladness above their peers. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover them under the blood of Jesus. We cover them. We make a hedge of protection around our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, you promise that you will save all our children. Therefore, I decree that all unsaved children will be ushered in the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. The seed of the righteous, our children, they are righteous seed and shall be delivered. Those that are already wayward and backward, we declare, Father, they shall be delivered. Those that are hooked on drugs and whatever illegal activities, Father, we pray, they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Therefore, our children shall be delivered from the evil ones in the name of Jesus. Proverbs, according to Proverbs 11:21, we release this word over those children that are out there in the name of Jesus, that are wayward, that are backslidden. They shall be delivered. They shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our children, they are heritage of the Lord. Therefore, we shoot them forth into their destiny and their purpose and their destiny calling in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are in a class of A's. In the name of Jesus, we decree that scholarship and awards will be their portion. Yes, scholarship and awards. Even as they return to school, yes, Father, we pray over them. scholarship and awards will be their portion. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they will be known among government. Yes, Father, those, they will be known also in place of influence and authority. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the spirit of excellence is resting upon our children like Daniel. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are well favored with God and man. Therefore, they have the ability to stand in place of government and in place of authority. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our children are increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our children are intelligent, they are well educated, and are good prospects for leadership and positions in government. Father, we thank you. Put a mark upon our children. Oh Lord, pour out your spirit upon our children and bless them. Bless our children, Father. Let there be revival. Let, Almighty God, our children, Holy Ghost, we ask that you will arrest them. Arrest them in the name of Jesus. Give them an encounter with you. Let them have their own godly experience. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, visit our children. Visit them and give them godly encounters. Give them, Almighty God, visions about heaven. About heaven in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree that our children will thrive like watered grass and like willows on riverbank. I ask that you give them personal encounters with you in the name of Jesus so that they will preach the gospel. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that, Almighty God, their days shall be multiplied. The years of their life shall be increased. Their lives will not be cut off or cut short, but they shall live long and they shall finish strong. I declare that their name shall be great. Their name shall be a name of distinction and honor. I declare that they are above and cannot be beneath. Lord, let them discover their unique gifts and talents that they will take, that will take them before kings and great men in the name of Jesus. I declare over our children that their path is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Oh Lord, bless them and keep them. Lord, make your face shine upon them. Lord, be gracious unto them. Lift up your countenance upon our children, mighty God, and give them peace. I declare peace, 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 shalom, shalom over our children. Lord, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus around them and over them. We make up a hedge of protection around our children using the blood of Jesus. Yes, we put an hedge of protection around their schools. Yes, using the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cut them off from every demonic influence. In the name of Jesus, we cut off every influence from peer pressure. They will never suffer any peer pressure. In the name of Jesus, we cut them off from bullying in the school system. Or we cut them off and we protect them from cyber bullying. We cut them off from cyber predators. I'm going to pray this point again. In the name of Jesus, Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over our children. We protect them. Lord, let your angel protect them from cyber bullying. Let the angel of the Lord protect them from cyber predators, from cyber sex predators. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they will never know alcohol. In the name of Jesus, they will never know tobacco or drugs. In the name of Jesus, they will never know illicit sex, pornography or prostitution and homosexuality. They will never know. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that their identity is aligned with your identity. Their image is created after God's own image. In the name of Jesus, I nullify and I cancel all negative words spoken against them, even by those in authority, including teachers, doctors, church leaders. We render those words powerless and we cancel. We cancel, we nullify, we speak over them that they are taught by the Lord and great shall be their peace. Every demonic label and limitation placed upon their lives, we cancel and we remove it in the name of Jesus. Yes, we cancel and remove every word curse spoken by family. We cut them off from family generation in the name of Jesus. We break generational curse from over their lives in the name of Jesus. We go back 60 generations from their mother and their father's side and we cut them off. But Lord, we Almighty God, we crown them and we release them into the generational blessings. We apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse every ancestral sins, known and unknown, that, Father, we cut them off. Yes, from ancestral sins. It will not affect them. We use the blood of Jesus to purge their generational bloodline. We cut them off from every generational Adamic curse. We use the blood of Jesus to cleanse our children and family bloodlines. Lord, we repent on behalf of our children for the sins of our ancestors, their ancestors, that have done against you. And so we say, Lord, we forgive us. We repent in the name of Jesus. We release them into generational blessings, generational blessing. And we declare that their destiny will not be aborted, but they shall fulfill their destiny. They shall fulfill their purpose in life. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are redeemed from the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon our children. Lord, Almighty God, we make a covenant with you right now, even as we're praying, that the Almighty God, their soul will not be cut off, but they will obtain eternal life. Jesus, put a mark upon our children. Mark them with the blood of Jesus. Mark them for you, Lord. Mark them for destiny purpose. Mark them for success. Lord, let the Spirit of God seal them until the day of redemption. And so, Father, we thank you that our children, they shall be known in the gates of the city. They shall be known in place of authority and influence. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our children. We thank you that the Spirit of excellence is resting upon them. They will never be rebellious. We cut them off from every spirit of rebellion. We cut them off in the name of Jesus. And Father, yes, we cover them. Father, for every person that is praying with me, every mother, every father, yes, those that are praying, Almighty God, with me over our children, we thank you, Father, Holy Spirit. Breathe life upon this prayer, that every person that is praying, they will see the fruit of their labor. As we labor for our children, we will see the fruit of our labor. We will experience the fruit of our labor. Happy shall we be, because we shall eat the fruit of our labor. As we labor for our children, oh, many of us have been working hard for our children. We thank you that our labor will not be in vain. Mighty God, we thank you. We bless your name. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. It's over your children. You are breathing life. You are using these prayers to shape their destinies, to position them into the place that God has called them to be, to cut them off from any kind of waywardness or backward.
Thankful and so
Catch the Wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the Wave.
Praise.
And now let's join Apostle Janet Wooten from Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast.
We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that the Lord said in John chapter 8, starting in verse number 12, he said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we just give God all the glory, honor, and the praise to allow us to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. We want to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and each and every one of you for allowing us to come into your home via radio. We're just thankful to God for another opportunity to carry out the Great Commission. We pray that you had a blessed weekend. It certainly was a beautiful one, and the day is even mirroring yesterday. And we pray that you will be careful out here this weather, because I know my mom used to say this is nothing but pneumonia weather. But nevertheless, we pray that you will be blessed and enjoy the beautiful weather, the gentle breeze that's blowing. Glory to God. And just another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We just want to give God thanks, give him praise for allowing us to even see this day. Glory be to God. Another opportunity to lift up the holy name of Jesus, the righteous one, our Savior, our Redeemer, the lover of our soul. Glory to God. So we're just excited about what God is saying and doing in this season and in this hour, regardless of what's going on around the world and what's going on in our own personal world, our own personal space. Glory to God. We know that God is still on the throne, and he's got his hands on us. Glory to God. Not only do he have his hands on us, glory to God, that we are in the palm of his hands. And he said we cannot be plucked out. Glory to God. So we can trust and depend on God in times such as these. As we see and we hear, and we know that the Bible is fulfilling itself every day. It speaks about how there will be wars and rumors of wars. It speaks about famine. Glory to God. And it speaks about all the violence that's going on in the world today. But glory to God, these things are not to slip up on us, because God, the God we serve, don't allow things to slip up on us. He put it in his word. Glory be to God. He's speaking it through his men and women servants, through his pastors, his teachers, his preachers, his evangelists, his apostles, his prophets. Glory be to God. And the Bible always tells us that those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is trying to say unto the church on today. There is a word from the Lord on today, and we're going to come out of Ezekiel chapter number 3, and we're going to lift verse number 17. It is here where we know that the Lord has sent Ezekiel with a specific message to tell his people. Glory to God. And we know that Ezekiel's name means God will strengthen. Ezekiel was a priest and a prophet. His prophetic ministry was during the time of the Babylonian exile during the 6th century B.C. He was called about the age of 30 years old. He was during the time of the captivity of 597 by Nebuchadnezzar, along with King Jehoiakim and 10,000 others, including political and military leaders and skilled craftsmen. He lived in his own house in Tel Aviv near the river Sheba. He was married, but his wife died suddenly and told not to mourn over her death. His ministry consisted of 3 phases. The first phase was warnings of coming judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. The second phase was cruel treatment of God's people and idolatry of the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, the Philistines, the Tyrians, Sidonians, and the Egyptians. And the third phase were the messages of encouragement and hope for the future for the children of Israel. But on today, glory to God, we're going to talk about, as we said earlier, we're going to talk about verse number 17. Verse number 17, the Lord lets Ezekiel know that he has made him to be a watchman unto the house of Israel, and therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Now, we're praying that on today, that after we get through ministering this word, that those of you that have been waking up during the night, during the third and the fourth watch of the night, and I know you're probably saying to yourself, well, what is the third and the fourth watch of the night? The third watch of the night is between 12 midnight and 3 a.m., and the fourth watch of the night is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. But this word is for those of you that's been waking up all time of the night and not really understanding why you can't get back to sleep. You know that you can get up and go to the bathroom, and some might go to the refrigerator, but nevertheless, you still cannot go back to sleep. We want to let you know that God is calling you to be a watchman on the wall during these times. He's calling you to wake up and to pray concerning your family, your household, concerning the communities in which you live in, concerning the country in which you live in, concerning this very city, the very state. He's calling you and waking you up to pray over the school system, over the systems of this world. Glory to God. And if you want to know exactly what a watchman does, a watchman, glory to God, is a person that's employed by some companies to look after an empty building, especially at night. A watchman is also a member of a body of people employed to keep watch in a town at night. He is also one who guards against possible harm to people or property often during the night and who may sound an alarm in the face of threatening danger. A watchman will also station on the city walls and towers to observe those approaching before they got too close. A watchman in the military is usually called a guard or a sentry. A watchman stands guard. And back in those days, they stood guard over ancient cities. Watchmen were on the walls, and their responsibility was to sound a warning if any enemy approached. Israel's prophets saw themselves as watchmen, and they were warning the nation of God's approaching judgment of the people if they did not repent of their sins. Watchmen were also used to stand over the vineyards and the fields during harvest, guarding the produce from animals and thieves. Glory to God. And so we're talking about being a watchman on the wall. Glory to God. And even down to, there were 2 distinct watchmen, and we're talking about Ezekiel already. Ezekiel's personality, he was labeled a neurotic, paranoid, psychotic, schizophrenic because of his unusual behavior. Anyone who conscientiously obeys God will always be considered strange by people. And he lived during a time of international crisis and conflict, as we are witnessing right now. What God is calling is raising up a remnant. God is gathering a people together, and he's doing what he said he would do in Joel chapter 2, how he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And he is pouring out his spirit, and he's raising up a people that will obey his voice, a people that will be obedient to the Lord. And they're going to be called, you're going to be called strange names. They're going to say you're strange. They're going to say that there's something wrong with you. But you continue to obey what God is telling you to do in this season and in this hour. God is raising up watchmen to be stand on the wall. Lord, be the God to pray concerning about the things that are happening in the world today and to pray and ask God to give you an answer. That is what Habakkuk did. Glory be to God in Habakkuk chapter 2. Glory to God. Habakkuk said in verse number 1, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Glory be to God. And so he had asked the Lord a question, and he said he was going to stand upon his watch until the Lord answered him. There is somebody that need to be asking questions. I know that we have been raised up to not question God in anything that goes on. But because we have a relationship with him, we can talk to our living Lord and Savior. We can talk to our God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Habakkuk was concerned about the things that were taking place around him, about the wickedness, about the iniquity of the people. Glory be to God. And so he began to ask the Lord a question. Glory to God. Hallelujah. About what was going on. And that is what we need today. We need watchmen on the wall. Glory be to God, that will seek out the face of God on behalf of the people, on behalf of the communities in which you live, on behalf of your families, on behalf of the cities, on behalf of this country. Glory be to God, on behalf of the political arena. There are so many things that are going on, but God is calling forth watchmen that will stand boldly on the wall and begin to pray. On the four corners of the world, we need watchmen, everyone that's under the sound of our voice. If you are one of those that's been waking up during the night, glory be to God. When you wake up, wash your face and sit before the Lord and ask the Lord, what is it, Lord? Glory be to God. Be just like Samuel was when he was a young child and he was in the temple and he was in there with Eli, the priest, the prophet at that time. And Samuel heard his name called. Glory be to God. The Lord came and stood in the temple and he was calling Samuel. Glory be to God. But Samuel thought it was Eli. Glory be to God. And he would run and say, here am I. And Eli would say, the first two times, I did not call you. Go back and lay down. But by the second time, Eli knew that it was the Lord that was calling Samuel. And he told Samuel, he said, go back and lay down. And when you hear the voice again, just say, here am I. And we're here to let somebody know today that when you hear the Lord is calling you, he's calling you to the forefront. He's calling you from the back of the line. He's calling you from the backside of the mountain. He is calling you in the mix of what's going on in your life. But God is still calling you. Glory be to God. He's calling you even though you feel like you done messed up and you done made so many mistakes and somebody done told you that God couldn't use you and you believe the lie of the enemy and telling yourself that God can't use somebody like me. But, oh, I come to let you know on today that if you're waking up in the wee hours of the morning and you cannot go back to sleep, if you're waking up because you're hearing somebody calling your voice, it's the Lord that's calling you. He's calling you to be a watchman on the wall, even down to just like he got his angels on assignment. His angels are perusing the streets. The angels are perusing the neighborhood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is going to call people that's going to be street soldiers. They will peruse the streets at night, and they will be praying. They will stand upon their watch. Glory be to God. God is calling. He's stirring up, stirring up, stirring up every gift. He come to Bahusha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's stirring up the gifts placed on the inside of you. He's stirring up a word. Glory be to God that he's going to have you to deliver to some folk. Glory be to God. But he's going to do you just like he did Ezekiel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the word of the Lord said that he told Ezekiel, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you look back at the beginning of the chapter, that he was going to make his face strong against their faces. Verse number 8. And therefore his forehead strong against their forehead, because he was sending Ezekiel to a rebellious people, a people that would not listen, a people that would not take heed, a people that would not obey God's word. They have been warned over and over and over and over and over again, but they still would not hearken to the Lord. They still would not repent. But he let him know that I'm going to send you to this people again. What he told me, he said, they're not going to hear your words because they didn't hear me. But he let them know, but I'm still going to send you to them anyhow. That's the amazing grace and mercy that God has for us. Because when we think about John 3:16, he said in his word that he so loved this world, his creation, his handiwork, that he gave his only begotten son to whosoever believe will not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be to God. He does not want anyone to perish. Glory be to God. He does not want you to go through some of the things that you may be experiencing in your life. But God sends us warnings, warnings after warnings, but we do not heed to them. We'll brush them off, or we'll pass them off, or we'll say that he's talking to somebody else. But if you look at Ezekiel chapter 3, he's talking to his people. The people that he rescued out of bondage, the people that he brought out, he's talking to Israel. And God is talking to us today. And he's sending watchmen on the wall. Glory be to God. And for anyone that will have a ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, or your eyes will see, glory be to God, the hand of the Lord in motion, the strong arm of the Lord being revealed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you will receive the word of God, and you will repent or rededicate your life back to God. Come on back to God. Come on back home where you belong. Glory be to God. Well, we come to let you know today that God is raising up watchmen on the wall that are going to get up and they're going to pray. They don't care what they're not going to worry about. I got to go to work in a couple of hours. I got to go back and lay down. God is raising up watchmen on the wall. They'll pray all night long. They'll pray through until the Holy Spirit release them, loose them so they can lay down and go to sleep. And he'll even give you strength and power to make it all day long as if you had laid in your bed all night long. But we come to let you know that he's raising up a remnant. He's raising up a folk. He's raising up believers, true believers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There will be watchmen on the wall. Even down to when you look at the prophet Isaiah. We know that Isaiah was called the eagle-eyed prophet. Glory be to God. We know that his name meant Jehovah is salvation. Glory be to God. We know that Isaiah saw a vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem. The same too, Judah and Jerusalem. During the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, he had a vision of the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in chapter 6. The book of Isaiah is divided into two parts. Chapters 1 through 39 is the pre-exilic and the Old Testament judgment of captivity. And chapters 40 through 66 is post-exilic and the New Testament promise of restoration. Glory be to God concerning the promised Messiah. Even down to in verse 67 of Isaiah chapter 62, Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7, excuse me. He said, I will have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. At this time they were in captivity, but God had promised restoration unto them. Glory be to God. He had promised some things, and he had set a watchman on the wall to continue to call on the name of the Lord on behalf of the people until God kept his promise of restoration. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even down to in 62 verse 1, he said, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Even down to say that verse 2, the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. But we come to let you know that there are watchmen on the wall that's pleading and interceding on your behalf. Glory be to God. Do not worry and do not fret during this time, but trust in the Lord. Keep your hand in the hand of the Lord. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help come from the Lord. Continue to stand on the sure promises of God, which are yes and amen. Glory be to God. Because God is a God that cannot lie, and his word would not return unto him void. Glory be to God. It will accomplish what he pleased and prosper where he sent. One thing that we can rest assured in, that regardless of what's going on in the world today, that God is going to take care of his people. He is going to keep his promises. His promises says, I have been young and now I'm old. Never have I seen no righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread in the midst of a famine of food and a famine of the word of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is going to allow somebody to come by and speak a word concerning your situation and concerning your life that will make all the difference in the world. We are here to let you know that he has watchmen on the wall that will remind God of his promises, that will remind God, call your name out day and night until God moves on your behalf. We have watchmen on the wall that will not let pending danger slip up on us. Nothing happens in the earth until he reveals unto his prophets first. You can find that in the book of Amos. Glory be to God. God does not allow nothing to happen in the earth unless he warned the prophets. But it's up to you to listen to the preacher. It's up to you to listen to the prophet. Glory be to God. It's up to you to listen to God's word, to make application of the word and obey God's word. Glory be to God. But we're here to let you know that we have watchmen that are watching over your soul. Even now to your pastor, your leader, they are the shepherd and the bishops of your soul. They are crying out day and night on your behalf. But this is a time now where all of us need to be watching on the wall, that we need to be praying for one another. Glory be to God. It's not time to continue to gossip and talk and say that's sad and that's pitiful. But when we see things taking place, God is calling us to pray. There has ever been a time that the church need to pray, that the believers in God, in Christ, need to pray. It is right now. As we live during times that try the very soul, that try the very sanity of man, glory be to God. Every time you turn around, there's nothing but bad news on the north, the south, the east, and the west, on the left and on the right. But we can stand on the promises of God. We can receive the word of God, and God will help us to keep our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he will keep us in perfect peace and we keep our mind stayed on him. Glory be to God. But we're here to let the watchman know, be upon your post. Stand upon your guard. When you wake up in the night, begin to seek the face of God. Begin to lift your voice and give God praise, glory, and honor. Begin to seek God and ask him, Father, what is it that you want me to say? What is it that you want me to pray for? Because glory be to God, we need every prayer that can be lifted up going on right now. The priority of the church should be, the priority of every believer should be prayer, fasting and prayer. Because this truly is a praying time. And we can turn some things around. We can shift the atmosphere. How do I know? because he said it is my people that will call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. That's how I know that prayer can and will change things. I know it for myself. Many times the Lord had awakened me and put people would come drop in my spirit, or my own son would flash before my eyes, or my family members, and I would get up and begin to pray. Glory be to God. So those are the times that the third watch of the night and the fourth watch of the night, those are the bewitching hours. That's when the enemy is at work. By the time you wake up the next morning, he's done sowed tares. Glory be to God in your fields. He don't put blockages and built up strongholds and distractions. And he's done so many things. But we must understand and realize that when 11:59 comes, that's when the day ends. But when 12 o'clock comes, it's a new day. And yes, the scripture says weeping is due for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. But guess what? Your morning is the time that you start believing. But as believers, we need to be watchmen on the wall, and we need to be praying at 11:30 because to keep the enemy from sowing so many terrors during the night. That's why he's calling watchmen on the wall. Glory be to God. There's some of you, you can lay down at 8 o'clock and wake up at 12 o'clock. They figure out what in the world going on, or wake up in an hour or two because God is calling you. Your assignment in this season is to be a watchman on the wall. Your assignment is to pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every watchman on the wall, for every intercessor, for every prayer warrior. Oh, God, we thank you. Glory be to God for every prophet. We thank you, Father God, for every man, woman, boy, or girl stands on their watch, that stands on their post, God, that you have called, God, that you have spoken to in the wee hours of the morning, God. We pray that you will cover them under the blood and keep them for your holy name's sake, God, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, that as they lift their hands, God, that the things that the enemy had purposed to do, every plot and plan and trap of the enemy, oh, God, would come to naught. It will be rendered null and void, that the atmosphere will be shifted in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're equipping men, women, boys, and girls, even children, God. Father God, because out of the mouth of babes, oh, God, oh, Baba Shata, oh, God, understanding will come, clarity will come. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Let the blood of the Lamb cover us, keep us, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be strengthened according to your word, your will, and your way. Continue to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. Help us, Father, in this season and this hour to make sure if we don't have it on, to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you now that your word lets us know that when Jesus hung on the cross and his blood hit the ground, that the veil of the temple was rent, giving us access, that now we could come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need, God. Give us a praying spirit, God. Give us a praying heart, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. And your word lets us know that even when we don't know what to pray for as we ought, that the Holy Spirit will give us utterance because the Spirit knows the mind, knows your mind, God. In the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, Lord, we need your help, God. Help us to be faithful, oh God, and help us, oh God, to be about your business, about things concerning the kingdom of God. Help us to be kingdom-minded in this hour and in this season, oh God. Give us a heart that's filled with love, God, that we will love people, God, in spite of unconditionally, God, that we will stop and take time to pray for them, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Not be so in a hurry to get from one place to the next, God. But, Lord, to bow our head. And, Lord, and those that can bow head and knee, God. Those that can lay prostrate before you, God. To seek your face more so than ever in this season and this hour. To be prayer warriors intercessors, watchmen for our communities, our homes, our families, marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, family relationships, God. In the name of Jesus, he kandabohoshanamasia. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, that we will be watchmen on the wall. And we thank you right now. We praise you now, God. For it's in your name that we pray and we do believe. And it's your word that we will stand on. Where we will lift up the bloodstained banner. We will keep each other's hands lifted up, God. And our eyes, oh, God. In the name, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we praise you right now. It's in your name we pray and believe. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Work on me. Work on me. Work on me. You're the air that I breathe. My source of energy. Yes, you set my soul free. So clear you favor me. I'm so thankful for favor. Yeah, I'm so grateful for favor. Yeah, it takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor.
Minutes after the hour.
Talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar,
where the thunder don't roar,
there where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return
no more.
When I leave this
world,
oh yeah,
to return no more.
Let me say that one more time. What a thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Won't have to cry no more.
To return.
Won't have to die no more.
4 minutes after the hour, going down memory lane, and that voice we certainly miss, that's Pastor Sean Jones.
Catch the wave on the inner
ride. Yeah, we're going to go back a little here to the old time way. I remember a long time ago when people be out in the cotton field, and they began to sing in the bosom of Abraham.
You keep your rock on. Jesus back. Rock me. Rock me, Jesus. Tell him anytime. Rock me. Come on, rock me. Rock me. I know you will. If you let him rock you, you don't have to cry no more. All your burdens are getting lighter. Rock me. Hold me. Hold me in half. Hold me.
Yeah, you ain't no good. anybody you ever stood away at midnight hour, go down on your knees, talk to Jesus. And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing.
And let me tell you something. I find Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have the church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.